Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're kicking off another just like absolutely awesome, totally spectacular week of Talk Radio. I was looking at the lineup and I thought, you know, Benny, last week our lineup was just like absolutely fabulous. And then I took a look at what we've got going on this week and we are having a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous time. And part of that is getting the kind of folks that you all have said you wanted on the show. I want to thank you for all your emails. I am your host of the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm joined by my sidekick here, Mr. B.
Yo, what's up?
Tip. How you doing?
Good. Busy weekend for all of us. It was a good day.
It was a busy weekend.
It was a beautiful weekend, so I think everybody was out and about.
Well, we were out and about at the Seeds of Compassion.
How was
that?
Oh,
my gosh.
A little old Dalai Lama just cruising into Seattle, just making a little stop off.
I'll tell you, boy, you know, he could have sat there and talked for another hour or so.
Probably a day or so.
Everyone just kept going. Listening because, you know, he talked about a number of different things, but I brought something for you. I'm hoping later in the show you and I could do this. I'm hoping that when Sherry Burns comes and James Howard, they're going to be our guests for the second half of the show. They're bringing the gift of music that you and I can weave our bracelets. See what I brought for you? These are Seeds of Compassion bracelets.
Cool.
And so the deal is you set your intention and you weave the bracelet. So like I would hold it for you. Here, grab the string part. Okay. I would hold this and you would be weaving it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Right.
It's going to be kind of tough because we're on air.
No, well, when Sherry comes, she'll be playing music. So when she's playing, we could be weaving.
Okay.
Do you see that?
I got it. Let me just take a look at it here.
Okay,
that's pretty cool looking.
It's very cool. And that is to set an intention. So, you know, having the opportunity to be at the Dalai Lama event was incredible. Not to mention, Benny, not to mention that the day out there at Quest Field was beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. It was, 70 or something on Saturday?
About that.
It was 70 or something like that.
It was warm.
It was warm, and then, you know, it just took that one little day to kind of bring that sunshine in just for the Dalai Lama. Do you think the Dalai Lama set that intention?
He probably brought it with him.
Well, he talked about a number of interesting things, and, you know, for the first part of this show's open mic, we're going to talk about some of those, but I want to mention to everyone, before we get to that, what our lineup is this week. I'm thrilled, as I said before, Sherry Burns and James Howard are joining us here today, the gift of music, and so this is going to be in-studio live performances, so we're thrilled that they're able to do that. Sherry Burns is a natural vocal talent. She has been developing, you know, this talent since a very, very young age. And I didn't know this about her because I never hear her sing this country and bluegrass music. So it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, she brings to the table. But her story is very interesting, Benny, in that, you know, she came to have stage fright at age 9.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So if you have like a talent, and you have stage fright.
Not a good thing.
That is like a little dilemma.
Just a wee bit.
That's a little dilemma.
I know.
So we're going to hear a little bit from her. And but she never felt comfortable on the stage. And so now we're thrilled she's joining us here today. And as she calls it, after years of self-help and dark nights of the soul, she is an incredible presence. She is also one of the folks that joins the Center for Spiritual Living in their choir, but also does a number of different solos. As a matter of fact, I think we have a CD here somewhere. We'll have to dig out. One of my favorite solo performances is by Sherry Burns. So she'll be joining us here at the half hour. And, you know, we'll talk to her about what she discovered at the 2008 Intentions Retreat. And so that will be part of the conversation as well as listening to some fabulous music. Now, James Howard is going to be joining her. And, you know, he's going to be bringing guitar into studio. So we'll have to wait to see what he brings. But, you know, whether it's rock, blues, jazz, Latin, Spanish, acoustical, he is all over it. And so he's recording a new CD entitled Celebrate Life. It's scheduled for release in June of 2008, which actually, dude, is right around the corner. Do you know James at all?
Personally,
have you heard him on guitar? I tell you, I don't know if we're going to get a chance at it. I don't know if he's bringing acoustic guitar or if he's bringing electric. I don't think we could do electric, but if you ever heard
we could do electric.
If you heard him on electric guitar, oh my God, it is like totally awesome. So he's joining us here today, and we're going to have this incredible half hour of music by Sherry and by James. So it's going to be fun. And it is in the spirit of setting the intention for the week. You know, what does music mean to you? Why is it important? What are the messages that we listen to? And then as we move forward in the week, we have, again, a great lineup. Kerry O'Connor, of course, popping in at 11 today. I'm going to have to scoot out to the auxiliary because somebody is interviewing me on my cell phone. Wonder if that'll be okay. Although the phone rings like off the hook when Carrie's here. And then Dr. Ronald Kaplan joining us. Long life, prolonging the productive, fulfilling lives of women. An outright revolution against aging is upon us. The Dalai Lama had some very interesting things to say yesterday. Saturday, rather. And, you know,
all weekend,
but Saturday definitely got my attention as he was sitting next to our governor,
mm-hmm.
Governor Gregoire.
Yep.
And so he's sitting next to her and he's getting these questions that were up on the screen and asking him, how do we stop violence? How can we change the thinking, the minds and the behavior of our leaders? And you know what his answer was?
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. And good answer. Because, but then he went on to talk about the history or the evolution and, you know, who our leaders have been. And he spoke to a time where women led. And, you know, of course, we understand that that may go back a few bits, but women led. And so he talked about the difference between men and women leaders. And clearly he was talking about, you know, how, and he used the word aggressive, you know, men in powerful positions tend to have an aggressive style, but women are about compassion. And, you know, he was saying that, this is me paraphrasing, so please, those of you that were out there, if you heard the Dalai Lama, call in and give me the exact words, okay, if I get this wrong. 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to hear from those of you that were at the Dalai Lama event on Saturday, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, he was saying that, you know, clearly through women in leadership positions, especially I think he was referring to government, because he grabbed, there was this moment, Benny, on the big screen at the field, mm-hmm. and he actually grabbed Governor Gregoire's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so they held hands for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought that was kind of, you know, interesting. And especially in light of what's going on in the Democratic Party political race right now between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I wonder what she's thinking. I wonder if she's changed her mind in terms of who she's going to support, but I guess not. Although that would be a whole show we would have to do and get those folks in here to talk about that. And so we're going to be looking at this week as an opening. Sonia Choquette is going to be joining us. And for those of you that are listening that are in the Boston area, we have got tickets for Sonia's upcoming event, and we will be giving those away for those of you. We've got lots of those to give away. And then my buddy who's on the hour before, Glenn Brooks, is joining us as well. He'll be here tomorrow, Vibrant Living. We'll be talking with him. Matt Kahn and Dr. Nusheen Darvish. So we've got such an incredible lineup joining us this week. We'll be talking about things like, can you think yourself thin? What's the emotional side of chronic pain? And, you know, balanced body systems, cracking the metabolic code, and how to transform our lives from within. So all of these coming to us, including Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolen, urgent message from mother. So this is one of these weeks where we are continuing the dialogue around compassion, continuing the dialogue around opening one's heart and what that means. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. If you were at the Dalai Lama event, and I know we gave away a bunch of tickets for that, and you'd like to share what your thoughts, impressions are, give us a call right now at 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to be going down the hall looking for Sherry and James and getting ready to kick it up a few notches on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.